Our latest edition of OK, I Want to Know seeks to answer a question about some things that have been around for so long and are so common, you might not even notice them anymore. How many flying pig statues still exist in the Cincinnati area? I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Jordan Messner of Mount Auburn moved to Cincinnati about 5 years ago and right away noticed a plethora of pigs.
Wherever I would drive around, I'd see these huge statues of flying pigs decorating the outside of businesses and restaurants and even some houses.
Messner says he did a little bit of research and learned about the local porcine history.
But I've kind of wondered how many of these flying statues are there around the city, and when did the whole decoration with flying pigs get started?
The statues were part of the Big Pig Gig. Artworks Senior Director of Communications Melissa Currents says the public art project started in the year 2000.
It really took inspiration from the Chicago public art program that was in that happened in 1999 called Cow Parade.
Cincinnati's project was like Chicago's, but with pigs.
They were fiberglass, and they provided those to the artists. And then the artists, some of them painted on them, others like reconfigured the fiberglass, and they created, you know, different designs.
But before we go any further, why pigs? One of the Queen City's other nicknames is Porkopolis. And where did that come from? The city was processing a lot of pork in the mid-19th century. Jill Bites, manager of reference and research at the Cincinnati History Library and Archives, says in fact at any given time there could be thousands of pigs driven through the streets to and from the markets and processing plants. She says George Jones of the Cincinnati branch of the Second National Bank liked to brag about the city's industry.
And he spoke so enthusiastically about the pork business to a man in Liverpool that the man sent him two papier-mâché hogs with the inscription to George Jones as the worthy representative of Porkopolis.
Bites says while it may have been meant to be teasing, Cincinnatians embraced it. Back to the year 2000, where Artworks' Melissa Currents says there were 400 pigs made for the gig.
They showcased them all summer, and then they auctioned them off. I think we auctioned off about a little over 200 of the pigs at that time. So some of them were auctioned to support nonprofits and charitable causes, and others, you know, people kept as for private collections.
More pigs came later. Current says through a partnership with the Cincinnati Chamber in 2012, another 100 were designed and set free during the World Choir Games. At least one person is trying to find out how many statues still exist. John Rock runs an Instagram account where he posts his finds.
In terms of finding them around the city, you can kind of go by what people have posted on the internet and, you know, mostly just driving around, seeing things. I'll get text messages sometimes from friends, or particularly my wife. She'll find ones and send me a picture.
Rock says the pandemic has slowed his search, but his New Year's resolution is to post a new pig picture every week. Some still around have been touched up, and others completely repainted.
Those are kind of my favorite. If I can, I try to figure out what pig it was originally, who's painted it, who's bought it, what it looked like when it was, you know, new in 2000, and who painted it then, and then what it's doing today.
So the big question is, how many of the 500 pig statues still exist? Rock says he knows where 59 are for sure.
If you really made a search, and this is, you know, I've got another five or six that I've heard about, but I haven't actually gone and verified or there. So I'm really suspicious if you did a really good search and got a lot of tips and went through all the neighborhoods of Cincinnati, you could probably find up to 100.
Rock owns seven statues himself. He buys them when they come up on eBay or Everything But the House or Craigslist. One he bought from Florida, and there may be others far from home.
Somebody had a brother who moved to California and has it in his foyer in his house, like outside Los Angeles. So it's, you know, people bought them when they were here, and then they moved and they packed them up and took them with them.
Rock is still looking. He'll take tips and information on statues on its Instagram page, Big Pig Gig. You'll find a link at WVXU.org, and while there, you can ask your own question for OK, I Wanna Know. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.